You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and our show today is about your stories of getting through tough times and often finding ways to help other people. In the last 15 years, the number of newborns that end up in intensive care because of their mother's substance abuse went way up across the nation. It's just one of the many sad statistics produced by the country's opioid crisis. There's a term for what these babies are going through. It's called neonatal abstinence syndrome. Essentially, they're having withdrawal from drugs they absorbed in utero. At McGee Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh, volunteers hold these babies as they are going through withdrawal. In the hospital, the staff calls them the cuddlers, and one of them, Beverly Thornton, told us her story.
When I get here in the morning, I never know for sure how many babies are going to be there. Sometimes I walk in to the NICU and I can hear crying, so I know somebody's going to need my attention right away. My name is Beverly Thornton and I'm a baby cuddler. Once you've been doing this for a while, you can kind of sense that, maybe this baby just wants a pacifier. She's sleeping, sort of, but she's waking up a little bit, and she really just needs a pacifier. She's not ready, really, to be cuddled at that point. So sometimes you try that, and if that stops and she goes back to sleep, then you go on to another baby. No matter how much the baby seems to be struggling or what a tough time they're having, I can always look at the monitor and see that I've had an impact. When they get very agitated or their heart rate goes up very high, but usually within a certain amount of time, if you're holding the baby and you find just the right position, sometimes the challenge is finding the right position because every baby's different, you can see the monitor go down and their heart rate kind of slows down. I remember lots of them for different reasons. You know, some of them seemed to be having a much harder time and needed a little more time with me. I may go in one day and I hold the same baby for the entire shift. Other days I may hold three babies or four babies. It just depends. But I don't remember them by name necessarily. I just remember the experience with them.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. Just relax.
Everybody talks these days about being fully present and, you know, kind of living in the moment. There aren't too many activities that I'm involved in where I'm totally focused on just one thing. I'm a multitasker. You know, my whole life I've been a multitasker. And I can say that this is the one thing that I do where from the time I walk into the NICU until the time I walk out, nothing else matters other than that baby that I'm holding. And while their monitors are going down, you know, probably if I had a monitor on, mine would probably be going down as well, because you're relaxed, but you're focused on them.
You want a little more of your bottle? You want a little more? No, you're done, aren't you? You're done.
Beverly Thornton volunteers at McGee Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh. Sarah Schneider produced this piece. She is a reporter with the public radio station WESA.